Hello, wonderful people, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Student Investor Podcast. I am your host, Ivan Sambo, and today we have an amazing topic to dive into. We will be exploring the world of investing and trading as we usually do on Think Trader Friday, but more specifically today, guys, we will be talking about the differences between indexes and exchange traded fund and why both of them are important tools for your investment journey. So, guys, wasting any time, let's get into this episode. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Beautiful people, I hope you guys are enjoying this Friday. As you know, today is Think Trader Friday. And guys, I must give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Think Markets, for making this episode possible. Guys, if you want to start your in a trading journey, do ensure to download the Think Trader app, which is available in all the app stores. So let's dive deep into today's episode, which we are talking about the differences between indexes and exchange traded funds, also known as ETF, right? An index, guys, is essentially, you can say, it's a collection of stocks that represent a particular market or sector. Indexes, guys, help investors and traders being able to see the performance of a particular group of assets. They are like a benchmark, right? So when you think of indexes, guys, we often think of them, of the well-known one, like the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or even the Nasdaq one. Indexes, guys, can be a key part of your investment journey because they provide you with a view of how a particular market or sector is performing. They are basically the measurement of that specific sector or specific environment. They give you a broader picture of how a sector or a specific market or even a group of companies are performing. And it helps you as an investor to answer one question. Are you outperforming the market or is it the other way around? Indexes are able to give you the answer to that question. Because as an investor, guys, or a trader, you need to be aware, are you underperforming in your investment journey? Or are you outperforming the market, which is a good thing, right? So, how do you have answers to that question? You use indexes. Let's say you have stocks of companies that are in, for example, in the financial sector. Then there is an index that tracks financial sector businesses, right? So now you look, how are my companies, the five that I have, performing? Are they performing better than the index or the entire sector, the financial sector? And in order to see, are your companies performing better than the whole financial sector? Use an index that measures the financial sector. Basically, that's what it does. It does, right? So indexes help you in that. Now let's talk about exchange traded funds. Think of exchange traded funds ETF as an investment vehicle that holds a basket of assets, which can include stocks, bonds, or even commodities. The key difference here, right, guys, is that an ETF are tradable on the stock market, just like an individual, like individual companies, individual stocks are. This means you can actually buy and sell ETF through the trading day of that particular market you're in, whether it's the JSE with the JSE Top 40 ETF, or you're in the New York stock market with the S&P 500, right? And it provides liquidity as well as flexibility of the market, right? So ETF, guys, are fantastic tools for diversification. Instead of picking individual companies or stocks or bonds, individual stocks or bonds in the market, you can invest into a single ETF that gives you exposure into a whole range of assets. And this diversification can help you manage your risk of your portfolio. So, guys, both an ETF and index are important tools. The reason why I talk about them today in separately is because an ETF, you can actually buy and invest into it, while an index you can't, because it's just a tool of measurement. But they are ETF that track indexes. So you will buy what? The ETF that tracks that index. We have an index that called the S&P 500, right? Then we have an ETF that is called the S&P 500 ETF. So you are buying what? You are buying the ETF that tracks that index. You are not buying that index. I hope that makes sense, guys. So both of them are important, right? And for you as an investor, you need to understand both and use both. Indexes will provide a benchmark of measuring your investment. Whether you are a long-term investor or a day trader, you need a point of reference. Are you making better decisions than the average market? And how do you answer the question? You go and study the index. On the other hand, ETF give you the ability to invest into those ETF and invest into a diversified portfolio of assets without having to buy all of those ETF individually. I mean, buy all those companies, their stocks individually. So what they do, they give you the ability to save time, reduce transaction costs, and spread your risk out. Plus, they are highly liquid, so you can easily adjust your portfolio as needed. Right, so the link between the two, I have covered it. ETFs are often designed to track specific indexes. For example, as I said, there's an ETF for the S&P 500, there's an ETF for the NASDAQ, there's an ETF for different range of indexes. This combination, guys, of ETF and index can create a well-rounded investment strategy for you. You can use ETF for market analysis and ETF for effective investment for yourself in a specific sector or a specific market. This pairing, guys, allows you to fine-tune your investment and maintain a balanced portfolio. So please look into them. And guys, do remember, now we circle back to our sponsor Think Market. They do offer ETF index inside their portfolio, inside their app. So download the Think Trader app and start trading ETF of indexes. No. I said it wrong. You start trading ETF of indexes. Yes, that's correct. That's correct, guys. So to wrap things up, guys, remember that ETF and indexes are two tools that should be part of your investment toolkit. Indexes provide benchmark for assessing your performance, while ETF offer diversification and flexibility in your investments. By combining them, guys, you can create a structure that will allow you not only to be well informed, but also to be able to tailor your investment goals so that you can be able to be in all the markets that you want to be. So that's it for today's episode of a Student Investor Podcast as part of the Think Trader Friday, proudly sponsored by Think Market, guys. So I hope you found the discussion we had today about indexes and ETF enlightening. As always, guys, do ensure to do your own research. Do consider your investment goals before making any investment decision. And also, guys, thank you so much for joining me, and a big shout out to our sponsor Think Market. I'll be back with another insightful episode next week, guys. So stay tuned, be happy, and as always, guys, happy investing.